becomes the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus next day energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
It is Harrison's ball to start this second quarter as they're tied with Mountain Home at 20 apiece. Braxton Carson checks in for Mountain Home as we get ready to start this period. It will be Blake Schrum inbounding it. He just checked back in as well for the Goblins. Carson, a junior for Mountain Home. As we're getting ready to go back underway, he will throw it in to Scribner, and we are back underway here. Scribner with up top, Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Scribner's going to drill to the elbow, pull up for the jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Stiles for Harrison. Ball goes, ball's rotated over on the left side with Martin. I'm sorry, actually that was Bonds with it. Bonds will dribble to the elbow, kicks out to Schrum on the left wing. He dribbles up to the top, and an offensive foul called on Harrison. An illegal screen. They believe they got that on Blaze Bonds. That's his first personal foul, team foul number four against Harrison. And that's the Goblins' first turnover of the night.
Yeah, you know, Matt, teams are trying to do this little dribble handoff right now, and it used to be set your feet, dribble handoff, and go. Now it's getting more into a – the Lady Bombers did it too. We got caught on a couple times, but more of a handoff as you're moving. And if you make contact, the officials are right on it to call that illegal screen.
Bickford with it on the left side. We'll take the screen from Dewey. Goes to the free throw line. Over to Carson in the right corner. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Carson dribbles out to the wing. Up top to Dewey. Over to Inskeep on the left side, down to five. He drills the elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good!
Yeah, good take right there by Coben. I've seen Coben in the gym working on that shot. He's been dribbling into that little pull-up at the corner elbow, and he did a great job draining it right there. There's hard work paying off for Coben.
Mount's home up 15-13, 6:44 left in the half. Here is Schrum with it, dribbling to the low block. Kicks it up top. Now to Hillgoss. He loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say the last touch by Harrison, and that'll be Harrison's second turnover of the night. Actually, both teams doing a pretty good job taking care of the ball. Both their first turnovers were offensive fouls.
Offensive fouls, yeah. Yeah, this is a really clean play game right now. Good intensity level. Fans are into it. It's a fun atmosphere right here in Harrison.
Mount's on with the ball, leading the two-point lead. Rob with it on the right side. He gets it up top to Inskeep. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
Oh, Coben, don't let that first one go down. You're going to get hot, boy. That a boy.
Two-possession lead for Mount's home. 18-13 our score. 6:10 left in the half.
Just love it for kids when they're in the gym working, and then it pays off on the floor.
Schrum with it up top for Harrison. Throws over on the right side to Bonds. He will give it up top. Now ball goes in the right corner to Scribner. He dribbles out to the wing. Throws it up top to Bonds. Over to Schrum at the free throw line. His jumper will not go, and Dewey gets a rebound from Mountain Home. Both teams with seven boards so far tonight. 5:45 left in the half. Mountain Home trying to build on their five-point advantage.
A little zone amoeba defense that we're playing right now. Right now, Harrison doesn't quite have an answer for it. They don't know whether to attack or whether to shoot threes.
Inskeep thought about the three, instead he faked out his defender, kicks out to Dewey. He's going to put up the jumper. His basket counts, and he is fouled.
Man, Coben Inskeep is having a game. You know, a lot of guys right there, when you're hot, you've seen a couple go down. You come off on the three. He jumped up, nice little pump fake. Drew the defense to him as he drove the lane. Nice kick out to Dewey for a chance for three right here.
I was looking to see who they called the foul on.
Did they get Scribner maybe?
Yeah, no, they got 11. Owen Stiles, his second personal foul, team foul number five. And before the free throw, Harrison's going to call timeout. We'll break with 5:29 left to play in the half. It is Mountain Home leading Harrison 20-13 with a free throw pending. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
We're just amusing ourselves with Mountain Home's white lie shirts.
Yeah, I really think, Matt, we need to send our sideline reporter, Dylan Conley, into the crowd, into the student section, and come back with his best white lies T-shirt for us. Maybe we'll have that after half.
Well, in the meantime, Braden Dewey has a free throw to shoot. It will not go, and the rebound comes to Harrison. So Mountain Home up 20-13 with less than 5.5 minutes left to play in the half. Ball's over on the left side with Shrum. He's going to drill into lane, finding Bonds for the layup. It will not go, but the tip-in would not go for Harrison either. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Harrison, and it will be Mountain Home's ball with 5:12 left to play in the half. Robert Dover coming back in for Mountain Home, replacing Hagen Robb. So right now, a three-possession lead for the Bombers, 20-13 our score.
Witten.
Bickford into the front court. Gives it to Dover on the right elbow. Now to Dewey has it. He dribbles to the right side near the low block. Kicks out to Inskeep. Out to Bickford on the right wing. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Bickford's going to drill to the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Will not go. Offensive rebound for Dewey. He puts up the hook shot. It will not go either, and this time the rebound comes to the Goblins.
And two good shots. Looked like they were about to go down right there. Good offensive possession there by the Bombers.
4:36 left to play in the half. Mountain Home up by 7. Here is Cecil throwing it over on the right side to Hillegas. Ball goes to Shrum. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Blake Shrum now with 9 on the night. He is Harrison's leading scorer, averaging 18 a game.
Yeah, we got a couple updates here from the 5A West boys. Russellville and Greenbrier tied at 18 at half. Siloam is up 36-18 over Alma.
Ball's up top with Bickford. Mountain has the 5-point advantage. Inskeep throws it to Dover on the low block. He puts up the turnaround layup. Good!
Dover just muscled his way to the basket right there.
Robert Dover with his first 2 points of the night. Back to a three-possession lead for Mountain Home. 3:50 left to play in the half. 22-15 our score. Ball goes over to Shrum on the left side. Down in the corner, pulling up for the three-pointer. I believe that was Cecil. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, it looks like they may have got Braxton Carson there. He kind of hooked his player as he went to box out. He kind of wrapped those hands back around, and they got him for it.
That's Carson's first personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mountain Home here in the first half. Blaze Bonds checking out of the game as believe that is Maddox Bell checking back in.
One other score, Van Buren is up 31-17 at half.
On Greenwood.
Okay.
Ball goes to Hillegas. Back over to Scribner. He drills to the free throw line, pulls up for the jumper. No good. And Dewey gets the rebound for the Bombers. 9 rebounds so far from Mountain Home, 10 for Harrison. 3:26 left to play in the half. Mountain Home with the ball and the 7-point lead. Bickford into the front court for the Bombers. Goes over to the right side. Goes toward the corner. And Enskeep's able to chase it down. Ball goes to Dover at the elbow. Finds Dewey on the low block actually right underneath the basket for the layup.
Yeah, they left Dover open for that corner or that elbow shot. He did a great job. Great job getting that ball down there to Dewey for the score.
7 on the night for Dewey. Mountain Home up by 9. Ball goes to ball was thrown toward the low block, knocked out of bounds by Dewey as they were trying to find Cecil down there. Mountain Home, Harrison will inbound it with 2:52 left to play in the half. Braxton Carson checks out of the game as I believe Ryder McLean checked back in. Who just came in for Harrison.
All their numbers look the same. It's hard to tell.
It is hard to see these numbers from where we're at right now.
It's probably a 6'3 brown-headed guy because that seems like their whole team.
Yeah. Here is Cecil trying to throw it to the low block. Ball knocked away and a fight for it. It's going to be a jump ball. And Mountain Home will get it back on the possession arrow. That'll be Harrison's third turnover of the night.
Yeah, I'll tell you something that's going to be a big factor here. You know, looking at Harrison's schedule, they really hadn't played a lot of high level. They played some teams with some wins. But, you know, Mountain Home's schedule, we've played some 6A opponents.
We've
played some really tough opponents. How's that going to play out in this game, right? Is that something that Mountain Home is going to learn from that past experience and be able to pull a win out right here in a hostile environment?
Yep. Here is Dover with on the right side. tried to throw it down to Dewey. Ball knocked away. The ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dover. And that will be Mount's home second turnover of the night. So the two teams exchanging turnovers on those last couple sequences. 2:23 left to play in the half. Harrison gets it back. Mount's home up 24-15.
Dover touching the ball is good for Mountain Home in the right position, just like we talked about, knowing your role in there. Him on the three-point line is not probably where you want him trying to make that entry pass from.
Here's Schramm dribbling to the left elbow, kicks it in the left corner. I believe that's Cecil putting up the three. Well short. No, I'm sorry, that was actually Hillgoss with it. But Mount Harrison gets the rebound, and they give it back to Hillgoss. He goes in for the layup.
Ball got tipped around there, just kind of fell right into Hillgoss' hand. He did follow his shot as a shooter. That's what you always want to do.
Yep.
And he was rewarded for it.
24-17, Mountain Home up. Bickford going back, going in toward the lane for the layup. Shot was blocked, and Harrison comes up with the ball. They're quickly back the other way. Schramm dribbling to a low block. His layup is blocked, and the ball's being fought for, and Dewey's going to come away with it. Back comes Mountain Home with numbers. Ball goes to McLean for the layup. Will not go. It just hung on the rim and fell out.
That ball hung on the rim there for a long time.
Man. And Schramm back the other way with the alley-oop layup. Good. He has 11 on the night. Down to a two-possession game now, 24-19. Mountain Home up with 1:18 left to play in the half. Yeah,
crazy series of good basketball right there. Two blocks on one end. Mountain Home missed a layup on the other, and Harrison was able to convert on their end.
How long did that hang on the rim?
It did. You know, Dover was actually there for the rebound. Looked like he was going to try to dunk it in, but let it hang because it was still on the rim, thinking it might go in.
Here's Dewey pulling up for the three to answer, and he gets it.
What an answer there by your junior. Great shot right there to answer the layup.
10 on the night for Dewey, 27-19, Mountain Home up with 50 seconds left in the half. Ball goes into the front court over on the right side to Hillegas. His three-pointer is up, no good, and the ball's going to sail out of bounds. Mountain Home will get it back with 43.6 left in the half. Hagen Robb's going to check back in for the Bombers as he'll replace Robert Dover.
That's one of those moments. I don't know how much you talk about it at the high school level. There's 8 seconds left. If there was a little bit more, 52, 53, do you go quick and try to get a two-for-one possession? 43 is a little too tight. You're not going to be able to get it back with 8 seconds left. But, you know, I think you want to settle for a good shot from Mountain Home. But I don't know how much that's talked about at the high school level.
Yeah, that's true.
Clock.
Here is Dewey with it. Throws it to Inskeep in the right corner.
Harrison's went to a zone right here on us.
Ball's up top now with McLean. He drills to the right side, gives it to Inskeep in the corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Coben Inskeep with 8 points off the bench. Mount's Home's up by double digits now with 16 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, need a good defensive stop. Harrison's going to get the ball to start the third quarter. Can't let him get a two-for-one score right here. Let's keep pressure on him.
8 seconds left to play in the half. Here is, I believe that is
Scribner.
Yeah, that is Scribner. He's going to try for the three on the left side. No good. Mount's Home gets the rebound. Robb ties one last heave. Falls low short, but you can't complain about the effort Mount Thomas put up in this first half.
No, great half there by the Bombers right there. You couldn't script it any better. We were able to pull away to finish the half out. Going to be Harrison's ball. We're going to have to get a good stop coming out of the second half.
Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Harrison 30-19. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-